increased density after the other has been passed to cram more people into the zone. When higher density ordinances have not been satisfied, the developers, rezoning has been approved to allow for increases in building occupancy, conversion of existing homes to public sewers has been far outnumbered by the number of new homes with on-site community waste disposal systems. On-site community waste disposal systems should not be allowed in the inland bay areas. These systems fail, are not maintained, and spray irrigation and rapid infiltration systems are discharging directly treated effluent with many dissolved chemicals directly into the inland bays. The Citizens Coalition position is that the following should be taken to protect the inland bays in the environmentally sensitive overlay zone. Number one, no density bonuses in the environmentally sensitive overlay zone. Number two, public sewers and public water should be in place before developments over 50 units are reviewed. Number three, buffers should be 100 foot from the waterway unless authorized less by DNREC. And number four, no rezoning for increased density should take place in this area. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Good evening. My name is Teresa Lunn, and I live at 18201 Hickory Lane in Sandy Bray, Lewis. I'm a school teacher here in Sussex County. When I first started teaching here 2 years ago, I was surprised at the high numbers of students in the classes. Nothing I had ever experienced in the 15 years I taught before in Maryland had led me to such high class, to expect such high class numbers. Now it's even worse because we're having a lot of teachers laid off with these budget cuts and increasing numbers of children coming in all the time. It worries me that this proportion of teachers to children is going to get smaller. I also have been experiencing troubles in finding medical attention here. All my efforts to find a dermatologist, for instance, in the last 2 weeks have failed because several have gone out of business. And others have waiting lists until July or whatever. The situation for teachers, for firefighters, for police officers in terms of housing, access by the public to these necessary services, one thing and another, the quality of life is going down in Sussex County before my very eyes. I vacationed here for about the last 8 or 9 years and moved here 2 years ago, and I've already seen the charm of the area degrade markedly. I'd like to thank all of the former speakers, many of whose words, especially in terms of preserving the quality of the environment, were said so well, and I appreciate them all. My one suggestion is the following. I would like to propose that the council include in the economic development portion of the plan a materials recovery facility, or MRF. A MRF is where recyclable materials are processed for further processing, for further use. Having a MRF here in Sussex County would provide many jobs for county residents and would make it no longer necessary for these valuable recyclable materials to be shipped out of the state for processing at great expense and increasing expense. Thus, these resources would be Sussex County's to sell. A local MRF would in turn raise the pitiable state of recycling in Sussex County to an effective level wherein all citizens could affordably participate, as well as schools and businesses. At my school, I've tried for the last 2 years to get recycling going, and the main problem with disposing, for instance, of the 1,300 number two plastic milk cartons that we use every single day to prevent them from going